Today's daf is Yuma daf Lamites, as we are in the last daf in the third parak, transitioning to the fourth parak, and we are first continuing the number of chazals that are quoted in the name of Rabbi Lazar, and then we'll see in the name of Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, having to do with tzaddikim and rishayim, and we got into this based on the Mishnah that had those families that were remembered l'shvach and those families that were remembered l'gnai. The last point we were mentioning was Rabbi Elazar's statement that if somebody forgets something from their Talmud, from their learning, that he causes galus for him and his children. So we spoke about that might be limited, according to the Vilna Gaon, to a time period when there was Torah Shebaal Peh, transmitted Torah Baal Peh. But Rabbi Yona, as we saw, emphasizes that we have to do whatever we can to help remember all of our Torah. There is a sefer, there's a kuntres. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a kuntres called Kuntres Sefer Zikaron. It's printed with his other svarim, with the Karni Chagavim and Shaar HaMelech, a couple of little svarim that he printed together. And there he catalogs all the different chazals that talk about what's good for memory and what's not good for memory. So he puts together all 28 things in the Chazal that are good for memory and 37 Dvarim HaKashim L'Shechacha, Kedarka Bakodesh. And he says along the way, I explained, do you get an Issa D'Araisa if you eat something that Chazal say is going to be Kashim L'Shechacha? Is it being Nichnas to a situation which is inappropriate? But there in the first parak, he discusses the importance of memory, but the fact that forgetfulness is part of the human condition. The inyan hashichacha b'Torah nivra l'tova sa'adam. Shichacha is part of the human condition for the good of man. For the good of man. Why? He explains, based on Chazal, shiyu haya adam lamad Torah v'lo shachach. If somebody learned and never forgot, haya misasik b'Torah shtayim v'shalosh shanim, he'll learn for 2-3 years. He'll learn all of Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, everything. V'chozer u'masasik b'malachto. V'lo haya mashgiach ba'la olam kol yamav. If we wouldn't forget anything, we would just, you know, do, maybe even if you want to do it slowly, do daf yomi, do it one daf, 7.5 years, that's it for our life. Ela mitoch. By the way, somebody pointed out to me that daf lamed zayin a few days ago was the 500th daf of daf yomi. So if you want to look back, it's 500 from the beginning, if you started in brachas. So now we're about 503. Ela mitoch sha'adam lo me Torah u'mishachacha. But since someone learns Torah and they forget it, eino mezes ve'eino mezia es atzmo v'divrei Torah. Person doesn't leave. They have to devote themselves completely. Ulo asilavo yaskiru kol mashalamad. And the Medrash says that in the future we will be given back everything we learned as long as it wasn't our fault that we forgot it. As the Medrash says in Mishle, Yariv Hashem Nefesh Sadik, Zet Tamar Chacham, Kozman Shemesasek Bachayim Mitoch Devei Torah, Im Nis'ali Mimenu Davar Echad, O Perek Echad, Mitamudo, Bishas Pitiraso Mina Olam, Eino Niftar Mina Olamo, Ad Shemalach Hasharis Ba'in, Visodrino Solafanav. The Malachim come at the moment of Misa and give back all of one's learning if one forgot it. The only reason that it was forgotten during one's lifetime is so that you commit yourself and we push ourselves throughout our lives. But at the end of our lives, when the amelus is finished and we did what we were supposed to do, we get back everything. Bishvil shalo yelo boshes panim la'asilavo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we get it back. But then he says, umihu, the pashit shezed dafgim chazar talmudo v'yasa kol mashibi adolasos v'shachach meones. If I forgot a mayonnaise, maskirin lo, then I'm giving it back. Avo mis atzel v'lo chazar karoi lo yada gamachar gach. Right? If I don't put in the time, so then I'm not going to get it back. And then he quotes v'lachein mitzvah l'ishtadel b'chal kocho shelo yishkach talmudo. K'mar shekasev b'sifri, as the pasuk says in Ekev, magid hakasev shekshem she'adam zorach lizar b'salo shelo yovad. Right? If we get money, we will do everything we can to protect the money. We won't forget where the money is. We won't leave it out. We'll do everything for protection. So every line of Rabbi Yochanan that we get is no less valuable than a diamond. And we have to do everything we can to guard it, to protect it, to make sure that it's with us. V'lachein ra'isi is on the first page of the Sefer. V'lachein ra'isi ki tov la'asov kol advar ma'muvarim b'chazal, shetovim l'zikaram. Therefore, I've set out to put together all things in Chazal that are good for memory, v'gam kol advarim, shekashim l'shechacha, sheyedu al talmidim li'zaher b'zeh. So al talmidim now, and then he goes through, you know, puts it all together, all 28 items that are tov to memory, just to mention a few of them. Quick, Tefillah, Yerushalayim. He quotes 10 chazals for each of these. Anava, Miyatainuk, Shkida v'chazara, Lahotzi Bapeh, Lahavin mashalom made lachadish chedushim lomo betzina lomo beis haknesses. All of these items that are quoted, and then he gets to the unusual ones. Haraga b'pashachris, feed bread in the morning. If you wash in the morning, ha'ochal pas pchamin. Right, haragil b'shemen zayis. Hamachzik atzmo shachachan. If you make people think that you don't really know so much, lomar ava raba biskula meod. Right, all the chazals that he puts together, and then the opposite ones are the kashal l'shichacha. And we have to be careful about these. He says chazal asur says, you know, a lot of the opposites. Mishena chozer al tamudo gaiva kaas daaga hamar besuda b'chol makom. Mishena omid b'fnei rabo. That's the gemara in kedushin. You forget your learning. Ha'ochel leiv shel behema haragil b'zaisim. So olive oil is good, but olives are not good, says the says Chazal. If you put your kalim on your clothing under your head, okay. He talks all about the 37 items that are on this list. Either way, it's a 6-page sefer. But that's it. But it's sefer zikaron. Everybody wants to look it up or borrow it and review what those are. You know, feel free. Okay, we continue now. Back to other Chazal, second wide line. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan. We're in Lamed Ches, Amid Beis. Ein Tzadik Niftam in Olam HaShenivra Tzadik Kamoso. A Tzadik never leaves the world until the next Tzadik is already born beforehand. Shene'emar V'Zarach HaShemesh Uba HaShemesh. The sun rises before the sun sets. Ad Shelo Kavsa Shimsho Shal Eli. Zarach HaShimsho Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. Before Eli died, Shmuel HaNavi already was in place to be able to take his position. V'yam Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves, as the Chazal say elsewhere. V'lor, v'lo dar yisomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave a dar without its leaders. And every time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts into place the leaders before the previous ones pass on. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu she tzadikim mu'atin. Hashem realized that there are tzadikim, there aren't too many of them. Amad v'shasla b'chol dar v'dar. So he spread them out. He spread out tzaddikim that every generation has a tzaddik. Shne'emar ki l'Hashem mitzukei eretz vayesh alehem tevel. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad ha'olam miskayim. Even for one tzaddik, the world continues to exist. Shne'emar v'tzaddik yisod olam. The tzaddik is the basis of the world. Reb Chiya didei Amar. All of these were the Reb Chiya bar Abba in the name of Reb Yochanan. It's like Reb Yochanan is the one that emphasizes even one tzaddik, and the tzaddik's always there, and the Gadol Hador. Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Chiya himself said, Mehacha, from a different pasuk, V'raglei chasidav yishmar. The steps of his pious ones, yishmar, he guards. Chasidav, tuva mashma. Isn't that plural? Amar Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, chasidoksiv. It says chasido, in the singular, his pious one. And that is enough to support the world. If you look back a couple of lines, Rebbe Lazar said, even for one tzaddik ha'olam nivra. And here, the Rebbe Yochanan says that, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad ha'olam miskayim. Yet of a similar, two different chazals in the first parak in Pirkei Avos. Ashlosh edvarim ha'olam omeid, avdor avod v'alavod v'algimilat chasadim. If you look at the end of that parak, the less famous Mishnah, so it sounds pretty similar. Ask the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. You know, what's the difference between Din Emes and Shalom and Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim? It's the same thing, just in different words. So why is one at the beginning of the Pirkei Avos and one at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos? So this is discussed in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, because the tour starts off Choshen Mishpat by quoting that Mishnah. Din Emes and Shalom. After all, Choshen Mishpat, he's going to quote it. So and then Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does that mean? He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. We have Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, so did the Tur. So the Tur quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Let me explain the difference between Din Emes and Shalom, which is Ha'olam, different yourselves. He has Ha'olam Kayam on Din Emes and Shalom, and Ashosh Ram Ha'olam Omeid, Torah Voda Gibilat Chasadim. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ein Pirusho for Din Emes and Shalom, Shevishvil Shlosha Dvarim, Elu Nivra Ha'olam. The world wasn't created for these three. That's the Omeid line. That's the previous. That's Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. That's why the world was created in the first place. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what makes it continue to exist? That's Torah Avodah. That's Din Emes and Shalom. Shari B'tchilas HaPerek Omer. Our children from Olam Omeid. Ve'enam Elu Shezochar Kan. They're different three things. Ela Mitchila Amar Shebishvil Shoshadvarim Nivra Ha'olam. Torah Avot Nagmilas Chasadim, and then he quotes the three different psukim that prove that. And there it says, Kayam, Pirish, Achar, Shenivra, Miskayem, Al Yedei Elu, Shal Yedei Hadayanim, Shedonin, Beinish, Lachavero, Ha'olam Kayam. Through proper judgment of the Dayanim, the world continues to exist. Ki El Mali Adin, Kol Dalam Gvar. Without Din, everybody would just beat up each other. V'cheino Emes, Kamosha Amr, as the Gemara says, Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim. Sheker has no raglayim. What does that mean? It doesn't last, but also, Chazal say the letters, Shin Kuf Reish, right? They're all pointy at the bottom. There's no stability. Shin is pointy, Kuf and Reish, they're all of singular. Aval MS, who Yisod Umam Adgadu L'chol Advarim. MS, every letter of MS, right, has two legs. Isle of Mem Tuf, right, because it's to symbolize that it has stability. The Gemara even says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet also, that Sheker, all the letters are next to each other. Shin Kuf Reish, in the Aleph base. MS is the first letter, the last letter, the middle letter. It has stability, it stands, it lasts. Right, so that's the MS and Sheker, even in the words. That's the tour at the beginning here, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look at the Beis Yosef and the Bach, they also get into the act here. And Beis Yosef asks, I don't understand. If these three were good enough to make the world created, why aren't they good enough to keep the world going? Right, there was nothing here. They created the world because of these three. So shouldn't that be strong enough to continue? So v'yesh lomar. So the answer that Beis Yosef gives is Shashimon Atzadik diber kafiz mano shahaya beis hamigdash kayam. For Reb Shimon Megamliel haya shahay bezmana churban. That's the Shimon Atzadik Torah avon negmilas chasadim. Reb Shimon Megamliel. The end of the parak is bezmana churban. So he says, what's going to continue? What's going to keep the world going? The Beis Yosef gives a different answer. Bizman HaMikdash and La'achar HaMikdash. And La'achar HaMikdash, even though these aren't on the same level, Din Emes and Shalom as the Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, it's good enough to keep the world going. They wouldn't be strong enough to create the world, but it keeps the world going. Ki yesh hefresh beit shmiras hanimsa lehishavus ha'ubar berechem. There's a difference between keeping it going and creating it in the first place. Shahadvarim shekiblu chomam ba'esh chazak yishmeru chomam ba'esh she'enu chazak. Something that needs a very hot fire to be created. Sometimes, once it's created, only needs a less hot fire to keep it going. Right? Let's say you need a really hot fire sometimes to say, if something raw, to cook it, it's got to be very hot. But once you reheat it, you can eat it if it's just warmed up, right? Even if it's not boiling hot. But it wouldn't have been able to keep going now had it not had that original fire. This is the first place Yosef in Choshen Mishpat. You can't become a Dayan without learning this Beis Yosef. The first one, Choshe Mishpat. So, V'chei Ben Yenzeh, E Efsherli Hi Baros Ha'olam, Ba'at Shlosha Shehizker Reb Shimon Gamliel, Din Emes and Shalom. Those wouldn't be strong enough. Aval, Achar Shenivra B'Shlosha Shehizker Reb Shimon Atzadik, Shehu Kayam B'Shlosha De Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shehadin Sibas Kiyam HaTorah, V'ya Emes Tikin La'avoda, through Avoda the Shechina comes, V'ala Shalom K'negan Emilas Chasadim, V'chulu, and he continues. Again, that's a big discussion, but that's similarly here, we have, regarding a tzaddik, Ashosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam, that because of a tzaddik, the world was created, and because of a tzaddik, the world can continue to exist. Okay. Where are we? Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiva sheyatsu rov shnosav shalada velochata shoveino chote. Once the majority of a person's life went through without sin, shuv eino chote, so he's not going to sin again. That's it. Most rubo holach achar rov, and then we can assume he's not going to sin again. Shenema raglei chasidav yishmar. Here, raglei is used in a different sense. Rashi says raglei means the ends, like the feet of the end of your body. This is the end of your life. So Hashem guards the end of the tzaddikim of the chasidim if they went through most of their life without sinning. Tavir Rabbi Shila Amri, kivan shabas liyadu dvar avera pam rishona vishnia ve'eno chote shum eino chote. If once, twice, one overcame their Yetzirah and did not sin, then they will not sin again. Shenemar, Ragle Chasidav Yishmar. Similar idea. The Poskim Seir, well, Yasha points out here, this is Alpi Rov. You know, there are always exceptions. There's always Bechir Chavshis. Just because somebody goes through the majority of their life being a tzaddik, right, what does the Gemara say? In Mesechus Brachas, there was a great Tana that went through Shmonim Shana, being the Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And then he became a Min, became an Apikaris. Right, so it means Valpi Rov, but Bechira Chavshis is never taken away. Never taken away. Amrei Shlakish, second to last line. My dechsev im leleitzim hu yalitz v'la anavim itein chayin. What does that mean? If somebody scoffs, he will be scoffed at. Ula anavim, and those who hold themselves as an anav itein chayin, he will show favor. V'la tamei poschen lo. V'la tamei, if you want to do the wrong thing, you want to be amongst the scoffers, poschen lo, Hashem says, be my guest. Poschen lo, you have bechira to go there. Baal atayer, Messiah nosav. You come to Vitar, Hashem will not only open the door for you, but it'll help you out. So you see, there's more hashkacha when we're on the proper path. Right? Messiah nosav, not just poschen. Tana b'Rabbi Yishmael. Mashallah Adam Shahaya, what is it similar to? La Adam Shahaya Mocher Neft Fafar Simon. Somebody who sells neft, which smells very badly. Fafar Simon, and he smells very good. Baalim do neft. If he goes, somebody comes into the store and says, can I please have some neft? So what will he say? Feel free to measure it out yourself. You know, and then pay me for it. Meaning the seller does not want to get involved because it's going to give him an odor. Ba limdod afar simon. Omer lo, but if he wants to sell the afar simon, he says, amtainli, ashem dod imcha, I'll measure it for you, kadesh nisba same ani va'ata. So that we can both get the aroma from it, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it's Latov, he kaviyachol, you know, can be more involved. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Once we're talking about the Rabbi Yishmael, Aveira mitam temes libo shel adam. Famous Rashi quotes this at the end of Avachremos Kedoshim, right? One of those parshias. Mitam temes closes off the heart of a person. Mitam temes libo shel adam shene emar velo sitamu bahem vinit mesem bam. Right, I think it's the Achremos. Actually, we'll get to it soon. Right, but it's Vesem Bam. Don't become tummy from them, talking about the Shkatzim and Shratzim, but it's Vesem Bam, and you will become tummy with them. Al Tigre Vinit Mesam, El Vinit Tamtem. There's no Aleph there. So you can read it as Atum. Atum is closed off. Timtum Alev, closed off of the heart. So if somebody does an Aveira specifically, the context of the Pasuk is Machalas Asuros, so their heart will be closed off. There's a comment there, but we'll finish. Taner Abanan, Velositamu Bahemet Vesem Bam, Adam Metame Atzmo Ma'at, Metamenos Arbe. If somebody is Metame themselves a little bit, then, you know, it's a snowball effect. Metamenos Arbe. Milamata, Metamenos Milamala. If somebody from below is mitame themselves, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will again mitame some of the mala, right? All of the help that you need with Rabbi Derech Shadam Rosa Leilich Molichin Oso, right? You'll get it. That's all the negative. But obviously the opposite is true as well. Taner Rabbanan, this Kadishtem Yisem Kedoshim, Adem Mekadish Atzmo Ma'at, Mekadish Oso Harbe. Right? We just have to take the first step. And in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. There is a discussion in the poskim of Yerodea Simon Pei Aleph, whether the language of the Gemara here is Avera is mitamtemes libo shel adam. Does that really mean the Avera? The Avera is mitamtem? What if somebody has to eat malachol sasuros, but they have a heter? They're allowed to. So I see somebody sick. Somebody has nothing else to eat in their life, and it's like pikuach nefesh, and therefore they're allowed to eat it. They're a chola on Shabbos, and the only thing they have is non-kosher food. So, is that metamtem alev? Is it like poison? That it's natural. There's no, you know, there's nothing, you might have to do it in some cases, but, you know, it's gonna make you sick. So how do we understand that? So if you look at most of the Mesul Sisharm discusses this in Perek Yud Aleph, it sounds like the Avera. But the Nosei Kalim on Shulchan Aruch say that it is automatic. It's the food itself. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Aleph, based on Hashkacha, based on a Rashi in this week's Parsha, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea in Simen Pei Aleph, Dvarim Hayotzim and Achai, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that a baby, a Jewish baby, should not nurse from a non-Jewish mother. Chalav mitzris, kechalav yisraelis. Umikal makom lo yaniku tinok mina mitzris, im efshar b'yisraelis. A Jewish baby should not nurse from a non-Jewish mother. The chalav av ovedas kochavim, mitamtem halev. Umolu lo tevara. Wow. Is the baby doing any averas there? What if that's the only milk? Should try not to. Says the shach right there. Klomar. Even though it's usher for the mother, Le'achol dvar masurim, to eat non-kosher, mikol makom, gam b'shvil tinok lo tochal. V'nafgamina says the shach, im hi chole, be'inyin shetzorach la'achilo dvar masurim. Let's say the mother's sick, she has to eat dvar masurim. Lo yitein ha'av li'tinok li'nak mimena, yizker lo me'nekes acheres yisraelis. It's better not to, meaning even if it's holy, there's something inherent about the non-kosher items, right, that the Ron discusses later on. We'll get to this, but in the last parak, what happens if it's Shabbos and somebody has to have meat on Shabbos, or else they're going to die? They have to have a piece of meat. In front of you, you have a piece of nevela, but you have a kosher animal next to it. Do you eat the nevela and you don't violate Shabbos at all? You don't violate Shabbos. All you have is a trade piece of meat. Or do you shech the animal? Do you shech the animal and get kosher meat and then give it to the chola? So the Ron discusses and says, you shech the animal. Unbelievable, you shech the animal. It's melachas on Shabbos, shechita, melicha, bishul. Yeah, says the Ron's lashon is that in shechita, one act of shechita is the avera, one act of melicha is the avera, v'chulu. Here, every bite you eat of treif is another avera. That's his lashon, right? So that's a bit, we'll have to have that discussion later on. Is it better to do one big bad avera or many little less averas? So it's that for the Ron, it sounds like it's one big one is better than lots of little ones. Better to do neither, but if you have to. But part of that also could be the timtum alev that is caused. So again, there's a different than nafkaminas. The chola, what happens, the Ron talks about in one of his drushes. What if a Rav Paskind, about a piece of meat that it was kosher, it turned out not to be kosher. Did the person do anything wrong? Is it a shogeg? Right, they have the heter to do it. Is there a timtum halev that comes automatically? Okay, Hadron al-Chamal ha-Mamuna, that takes us through the third parak, the 11 blot third parak. Remember, this parak was all about waking up in the morning. Remember, the parak started off Barkai, and they figured out when it was the morning and what avodos needed to be done in the morning, and the Kohen Gadol started his morning avoda, right? He went down, he did the carbon tamid, he shechted, then he went to the mikvah, and he put on his big day lavan, and his morning begadim were worth more than his afternoon begadim, and now he has on his big day lavan. He comes to his par, right? That was on the west side of the Mizbeach, and he does smicha and vidui there. Then he goes to the seir, we didn't say what was done yet, but we just said that standing on the east, northeast side of the Azara are the two Seirim. He's in the Big Day Lava now, and we're ready. That's where this parak comes in. This parak is about the two Seirim. Right, we're going to have more about it, but there were the two Seirim, the two goats. Taraf Pekalfi. What did he do? He grabs the Kalfi. I mean, the Kalfi, the box that we said was made out of anything, but it was made out of Ashkaroa. It's made out of a certain type of wood. That was the Minug, but he grabs inside. What is that? What do you mean grabs? Meaning he doesn't try to be mechavein which one is going up into his hands, because that would be kind of cheating, right? There was a special miracle that happened, as we'll see, at certain times in history, where always the one Lashem ended up in his right hand, and the Lazazo went up in his left hand. That was a siman tov, as we'll see, but he wasn't allowed to try to do that. So Tarbakalf, he just grabbed it, he put his hand in, the Halash Negorolos, and he brought up to Goralos, Echad Kasov Alav Lashem. One of the pieces said Lashem, Echad Kasov Alav La Azazel. And one of them says La Azazel. Haskan bi Minov Rosh Bezav Bismolo. He has the Skan Kohen Gadol on his right side, the Rosh Bezav on his left side. Im Shel Shem Allah bi Yamino. If the Shel Shem went in his right hand, Haskan Omer Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol Agbe Yamincha. The one on his right side said, lift up your arm. Everybody knows, and it's wonderful. The im shel shem Allah bismolo, if the shel shem went up in his left hand, Rosh Bezav Omer Lo, the Rosh Bezav, who was on his left side, said, Ishi Kohen Gadol HaBesmolcha, right, whichever one side it was on, that's the person that said what he has to lift up. And what did he do? Nasanan al shnei hasirim, he put them on, respectively, on each goat. The Omer, Lashem, Chatas. And he says, Lashem Chatas, to Hashem, this will be the Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Yitzarach Lomar Chatas. You don't have to say the word Chatas. We know what you're doing. El Hashem, that's all. Veheino Nina Harav, Baruch Shem Kvo Machusel Dilavad. And he said, Baruch Shem. As we'll see, Hashem, the Kohen Gadol said Hashem Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur. 3 with each Vidui, and this one. The one in the Hagrala. And he says, La Shem. Why is it a... Actually, we'll get to that. Let's do something else. The Rambam points out here that by on the Hagrala that the Hagrava must be done by a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol must do the Hagrava. Why must the Kohen Gadol do the Hagrava? The Rambam's Lashon is, V'hagrava me'akevet, the Rambam Minuchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, Gimel Gimel, that's that long halacha that goes through the entire Avodah. He says, we'll get to this on Amud Beis also, Hanacha eina ma'akeves, v'hagrava ma'akeves. The actual putting it onto the Seirim is not ma'akev, but the Hagrava is ma'akev. And then the Rambam adds, Afal pi she'eina avoda, even though Hagrala is not really an avoda, you have to do it. It's ma'akev. Lefichach ha-hanacha k'sheira b'zar. That's why the hanacha can be done by a zar, v'ha'aliyah ha-goralos menakalfi p'sula b'zar. But lifting up the goralos, that cannot be done by a zar because it's ma'akev. That's the language of the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah and others ask, what? Just because something is ma'akev, it cannot be done by a zar, what about shechita? Shechita is ma'akev, it can be done by a zar. There are other items that are ma'akev, other actions that are ma'akev that can be done by a zar. Eitzim, l'mizbeach. There are other things that we've had that can be done by a zar. So what is the Rambam's Lashon? That once it's ma'akev, so then it must be done by a Kohen Gadol. Says the Mikdash David, again, the Rav David Rappaport, the great-grand Talmud of the Rav Kiva Eger, he says, V'nira taimo, it must be that once the Gemara says that the Hagrala is koveya, it's ma'akev, it's koveya the se'irim, which is la'shem and which is la'zazel, and that kvius must be done by a Kohen Gadol. That's a special power given to the Kohen Gadol. Meaning if a zar comes in and does the Hagrala, so it's meaningless. It's just like a zar coming in and just lifting up, you know, goralos in the base of Mikdash. The Torah says beferish. The Kohen Gadol is involved. So once the Torah says that, and Chazal understand that that avodah is ma'akev, it must be that they're understanding that the kfius se'irim, which is ma'akev, and that's what the Hagrala does. And that special din has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. I haisa Hagrala eina ma'akeves, if the Hagrala would have only been lechad chila, it would have been k'sheira bizar, because it's not an avodah, and the kfius can be done by a Kohen Gadol just by kriya shem, without the Hagrala. But once you know the Hagrala is ma'akev, meaning the Hagrala is what has to be koveya the se'irim, which is Lashem, which is Lazazel, then you know it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Meaning the kfiyas shame has to be done by Kohen Gadol for sure. The question is that dafka done through the Hagrala? So that's Hagrala ma'akev, that means it has to be done through the Hagrala, and that's why it's ma'akev by the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh, just one final point on the Mishnah. Lashem Chatas. There is a discussion here in the Rishonim. We know the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, what, if I want to make a neder, if I want to be mocked or something Lashem, I should always say the word before I say the word Lashem. I should say Chatas Lashem. I should say Hashem Lashem. Hektish Lashem. I should never say Lashem Chatas or Lashem Hektish or Lashem this. Why? Because the Gemara says, let's say somebody says the word Lashem and then drops dead. He said Lashem for no reason. It's Levatala. Or he says Lashem, and then his kids start jumping on him and screaming, and like he loses his, right? It's happened before. And he loses his thought process. So he doesn't continue the sentence. So it's very dangerous. So the Gemara says you should always say the other word first before you say Shem Hashem. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim here. Ask the Ritva here. As we've said, there's a lot of parallels between them. So what do you mean here? He says Lashem Chatas. You should say Chatas Lashem. Not Lashem Chatas. So the Tosfos Yeshanim gives one answer, but I'll read it from the Ritva, who gives four answers. The Ritva here has four different answers. Why is this? That he go in the opposite order. Maybe here he says, first of all, that the Pasuk, you're going like the language of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lashem, and then says Chatos. So that's what you're following the Pasuk. Or maybe the whole Shash is only a Durabanon. We're not worried about Misa, really worried about. You're not going to be really focused. And the Kohen Gadol, we're not worried about. Zariz Velo Pasha. We're not worried he's not going to continue. Number three, maybe the Skan and the Abezin will remind him to finish the sentence. And number four, which is the one that he really likes, O Nirali, V'hu Anachon, Dahasam Hu, D'chiyamar Lashem, V'sulo, Ikashem Shemaim Levatala. There, most cases, if he just says Lashem before he continues, there's no obligation to do whatever he's doing. So that's why, if he doesn't finish, it's going to be a problem. Aval hacha ki lo amar chatos lekashem shemayim levatal. Even if he never finishes, even if he doesn't say lachatos, it's still okay. Ki masha amar Lashem hu siyum hagoral lomar ki masha ala biyimino hu Lashem hu kedivir Reb Shimon. He's just acknowledging that the Hagrala has just determined that this is Lashem. That he should also say the word chatos, according to the Tanakhama. But is that really needed? So that says the Ritva, that's the real reason why there's no worry here. Gemara, Lamali Tarfakalfi, why does he have to do it like that? Kihechi Dilana Kabin Velishko. So he doesn't focus and figure out which one is coming out. Rashi says here, Lafishu Siman Yafe, Kishu Oleb Yamin. So Siman Yafe. Siman Yafe when it's Oleb Yamin. So one of the Achronim, the Paradis Yosef says, because Yamin, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Yamin Mekareves and Smol Dochek. The Lashem is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem inside the Heichal, while the Azazel, what symbolizes all of our Averis and dark side, we throw that off the cliff. We push it off, and that's small dochek. So the Yamin, having the Lashem, that works out beautifully, Mekareves v'chulu. The small dochek, so we like to have the Lazazel on the left side. Amar Rav HaKalfi shel Eitz Haisa v'shel Chol Haisa. It with the Kalfi, the box was made of wood, and it was not a klisharis. Ve'ena machzekas el shtei yadayim. It only had room for the two items and the hands of the Kohen Gadol. That's it. It wasn't big, so he couldn't play around with it. Maskev la Ravina. Fine, I know the size. So he doesn't have the ability to try to figure out which is which. But why isn't it in the klisharis? Why is it dafka chol? So Gemara says, Imkain, if it would be a klisharis, have a klisharis shalates. The klisharis the eighth law of Dina. We don't make wooden klisharis. Right, they're all different types of metal. V'nevda the kasev, v'nevda the zahav. So how do you make it? Gold and silver. Hatara chasa amamon and shei Yisrael. Wherever it's not needed, the Torah does not demand for an item to be made out of gold or silver. Especially something that's only used once a year. Only used once a year. Kadosh Baruch Hu is chas. Right? What's the source of this halacha? We know from Parshas Tasriya Metzora. Rashi quotes it here. That right before a Kohen declares a house as Tamei, Tzara'as, he says, everybody take all your kalim out. Right? It's not getting a contagious disease. Take everything out, because if it's still in there while I could declare a tame, then everything's going to become tame. So I'd rather take everything out. So one second, ask Chazal. What is irreversible? What wouldn't you be able to become be mitzaher? Only klicheres. So this whole ceremony of the Kohen saying, oh, take everything out, is only because of klicheres. But the Torah is still machshiv, every little point, every little item that a person has. Right, and that's what Chazal say, that Yaakov went back for the Pachim Ketanim, because, you know, he cares about every little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he cares about it. Torah Chasa, Mamon, and Shal Yisrael. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, which we're not going to have now, just to note how you put this principle together with Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. In the Beis HaMikdash, we don't cut corners. Right, we had this a couple of weeks ago. We had the Kohanim don't wash their big day kahuna. Right, it gets dirty, they take new ones. Right, and ain't on Yisrael like a Mashiris. We don't cut corners. Well, how does that work with the Torah Chasan and Mamon Hashem Yisrael? So, big discussion in the Mefarshim on that, but we'll leave it. Masnisa, by the way, there's a Dapiin Shira from last night, relating to the Avos keeping the Torah, right, before it was given, from the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches, all different issues related to that. Masisa Deloki Aitana, the Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishumer Blazer Haskan, the Kohen Gadol, Machrisin Yada Bakalfi. Oh, the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both put their hands in, their right hand, into the Kalfi. Meaning our Mishnah says that it's the Kohen Gadol. Puts both his hands. But he says, no, this other opinion says, they each put in. Imbi minus Kohen Gadol Ola. If the Kohen Gadol gets the Lashem one, the right one, Askan Omelo. Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagvi Yemincha. Vibi minus Askan Ola. And if the Lashem went up in the Skan's hands, Rosh Beisav Omelo La Kohen Gadol. Daber Milach. Right? Speak your words. Meaning, say Lashem. Right? So that's how they knew whether the Kohen Gadol lifted up his hands or the Skan. V'neim alei Skan. So why doesn't the Skan just tell him? Right, why did the Skan tell him? He's number two. Kivan de lo solik biyade chol shadayte. The Kohen Gadol is really pretty depressed at that very moment, right? That he didn't get the Lashem one. Maybe I've been working for a week, I've been up all night, you know. Hashem could have at least, so he has chalishas adas. So Dafka, the one that picked it, is going to make the announcement. He can't handle that. Rather somebody else, right? What does this remind us of? Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, with the Gemara of Blazer ben Azariah, who's going to be the new Nasi? So who are we going to pick? We can't pick Rabbi Gamliel, was deposed. We can't pick Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because he was the Bala Maisa. It's going to make Rabbi Gamliel feel too bad. He was the one involved. So here too, he's the one involved, the Skan. So we can't let him say it. So we just let the Avbezin say it. But Mike Mifflin, what's the Machlokas? about whether we let the Kohen Gadol put both his hands in or the skan is involved. Mar savar yamina the skan odaf yisrael the Kohen Gadol. One says the Kohen Gadol's the skan's it's always best to do it with the right. That's the avodu is biyamin. So the right of the skan is better than the left of the Kohen Gadol. Umar savar ki adadi ninu. And the other one said no, they're equal. And if they're equal, you do it with the Kohen Gadol. Period. Uman Haitan and the Polaglad Rabbi Yehuda, who was the opinion of our Mishnah? Rabbi Chanin is going to call him who? Titan, Rabbi Chanin is going to call him Omer, Lama Skan, Mimino. Why is the Skan on his right side? Shemir Bobsul, but Kohen Gadol, Nikla Skan, Vimashamish Taktav. So you see, he's not there to stick his hands in. He's only there as backup. Right, so that must be the opinion of our Mishnah that says that he's only, the Kohen Gadol sticks both his hands in. The Sfasema says a fascinating ha'ara though. Sfasema says, okay, let's say it's the Kohen Gadol. So he has Lashem and Lazazel. So he takes the one in Lashem and he puts it on the Seir that's on his right. Now the Seir on his left. Does he directly take the Lazazel one in his left hand and put it onto the Seir? Or does he have to put it into his right hand first and then put it onto the Seir? Because do you say every avod has to be done with Biyamin? So, Ein Breira, he only has one hand to stick in. But once he does it, that's his suffix. He's not sure. Gemara doesn't talk about it. Whether when he puts it onto the left seir, does he have to first switch it into his right hand? He's noted to say he puts it directly on with his left hand. That's the din. That's the special din. The Kohen Gadol sticks his hands in and he puts them on. That's what he's noted to say. That has to be done by Bas Achas, right? Even with one's left hand. There's another time, we'll get to it. I think we mentioned it once already. The other avod on Yom Kippur, that Ein Breira is done with the left hand. Remember that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, the machta holding the coals is much heavier than the kaf holding the ktoris. So we allow the Kohen Gadol to switch, even though the ktoris is the ikar part of the avoda. We allow the Kohen Gadol to carry the machta with his right hand and the ktoris with his left hand. Because it's very heavy and he's weak and he's fasting and it's a very, very avoda kashash of a mikdash. Right? So that's why we allow him to do that. So have it on the list. Which avodos on Yom Kippur are allowed to be done with their left hands because of Ein Breira? We'll see if there's any more. Number one, the Kalfi. And number two, the Kaf and the Machta. The Chashuk Yechemet here says, let's say I'm getting a Sefer Torah written. And I have two choices who my Sofer is going to be. A amazing Mehuder Sofer who's awesome, who's a lefty. Or a great Sofer, not amazing, a great Sofer, he gets the job done, who's a righty. So which one is better? Which one is a better one to choose? A big Talmud Chacham Iter, or, oh, he says, Am Ha'aretz Shekosei B'Yamin. But he gets not such an Am Ha'aretz, he knows how to write a Sefer Torah. So he says, the Toviv Misharm has a similar question. He says, we know, is it better to have a Baal Tokea Yerei Shamayim who blows out of his left side of his mouth, or another Pashut who blows on the right side? It's supposed to be on the right side based on a Pasuk in Shoftim. The Meshech Chachma points it out. So he says, the Toviv Misharm says, it's better to get the Talmud Chacham who has right? Who's inside? Who has the better, forget the technical right side, left side. He's a better person to be your shliach. And therefore, same thing should be here. He says. But then the Chashuk Yechemet says, I'm not sure. He says, first of all, look in Yuma. Right? We paskin is equal. Left of this guy and right of this one. So maybe you go by, right, maybe he's right, you go by the Kohen Gadol. Cause it's equal, so you go by the Kohen Gadol. So that was the Raya of the Dovid Misharim, the Shabina Rav. But he said, but then the Chashuk Yechemet says, I'm not sure if it's the same thing. Because shofar on the right or left side of the mouth is a pure hidur. But having a righty versus a lefty sofar, there are some, the Prima Gadim quotes, that, you know, it's not so clear, especially if somebody does, you know, things with both of his arms, right? And this case that he asked for, he says he writes with his left hand, but he does other acts with his right hand. Right? So it's not so clear. That's a big discussion by tefillin, what arm. So he ends up by saying, he says, I'm not sure, and he says, I would say the sofar that's not the Talmud Chacham, he ends off by saying. He says, because right hand is not, in this type of circumstance, is not such a hidur, but it's part of the Me'ikar Adin. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. You know, we're in Kachim. You know, a lefty Kohen can't do the Avodah either. Nothing against lefties. Right? But it's a lefty Kohen can't do the Avodah either. I'm Yisrael. I can't do the Avodah either. Right? So it's not, we shouldn't feel bad. Tanu Rabbanan. No, they could check the wood for worms. You know, they could do certain avodos that come up. We have to realize everybody in life has their own avoda. Right? We all do Netzilas Yadayim in the morning. Right? What does the Rashba say? Because we're like a Kohen, being Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim in a Kiyar, in the Beis HaMikdash, doing our avoda. I bought him Shana Kushashim Shimon HaTzadik. 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Hayagoral Ola B'Yamin. Always happened. Mikan ve'elech, pamim ola b'yamin, pamim ola b'smol. It was all by chance. Number two. V'ha'yalashon shel Zahoris malbin. The lashon, of Zahoris, the red ribbon that was on the seal Azazel, always turned to white. While he was going, galdem, mikan ve'elech, pamim malbin, pamim she'eno malbin. And we'll see later on that they finally started hiding it so people wouldn't get depressed when they saw it did not change. Number three. V'haya ner ma'aravi dolek. The ner ma'aravi was always lit. What's the ner ma'aravi? It depends, you know, according to which opinion, how the menorah was standing in the heichal. North, south, east, west. But one of the neros, maybe the second one to the away from the east. Mikan ve'elach, pamim dolek, pamim kaba. And other times, though, it went out. Rashi says it was always the in Shimon HaTzadik's times, it was always the last one that was still lit. V'haya eish ha'maracha misgaber. And the fire of the maracha was always very big. V'lo haya kohanim tzrichim lavi eitzim l'maracha. And the kohanim never had to bring eitzim because it was going out. Chutz b'shnei gezri eitzim. They did the mitzvahs asei. Kedei lakayim mitzvahs eitzim. The fire was always strong. Mikan ve'elech pamim misgaber pamim misgaber. But after his time, you couldn't always trust it. And they had to keep bringing wood the whole day because it did not last. Next, number five. And there was a special bracha in all the carbonous mincha. In the omer, the shtei halechem, and the lechem apanim. Special bracha. And every kohen that got a kizayis, yesh ochlo v'saveav, yesh ochlo v'mosir. Number one, the Tosas Rid has the ha'ara. Number one, there was a kizayis for everybody, amazingly. And number two, it satiated. It satiated. But after this, there was a curse that was sent in. And the further there wasn't enough for everybody. They only got the size of a bean. Smaller than a kazayas. The tsnuin, moshchines yideyem. The tsnuin pulled away their hands. But the glutton still went and took.
What's the mile of
that's you could eat something but still not be satiated by it. The bracha is the bracha. The Rashi talks about in Parshas Kisavo that there's a special bracha of even having you eat and you still have plenty more and you can give to somebody else and you could share it. Not only satiates your inside, but there's plenty to go around for plenty go around for everyone. But the big discussion here in the Rishonim. Again, we're not going to have it now because we've had it in the past and we don't have so much time. And that is chatzi shir by mitzvah saseh. There's a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to isurim. That's a gemara later on that we'll have. But what about by mitzvahs? If I only have a half a kazayas of matzah, do I make a bracha? Is there any worth with my, doing that? So that's a big discussion. The Tosfos Yeshanim right here is one of the more important sources relating to this. Because here, why the tsnuim? Why were they mosheches yideim? Because they saw they couldn't get a kazayas. So does this gemara prove that chatzi shir is meaningless? Right? There's no there's no kind of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. Or do you say that by kachem is different? The mitzvah is to have it eaten and not to eat it. There's a malbim in the beginning of Parshas Sav by the Karbanis Mincha that says, it says Ye Ochel by the Karban Mincha, not Yochel. So the meaning, it's the mitzvah is for it to be eaten. So even if I don't eat it, as long as it gets eaten, I know other people are going to eat it. Either way, the language here of tsnuin is also interesting. Why it says tsnu? It doesn't say chasidim. It doesn't say tzadikim. The Ben Yoyada here talks about why they're called tsnuin. And there was one Kohen who was a big, a rough and tough guy. He not only took his own chelik, he grabbed from somebody else. So Ben Chamtzan Ad Yomosa. They called him a gazlan. Until the day he died. Right, Tosfos discussed it on the bottom of Amud Aleph. What? Everybody did it. Why was he any different? No, he not only grabbed it from the pot, he grabbed it from his friends. Right, that was even worse. Amar Abba Bar Shela Maikra, what's the pasuk that Chamson means stealing? Elokai, Palteini Miad Rasha, Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz. Right, save me from Russia, Ma'avel, and Chometz. You see, Chometz refers to Goslin. Rava Amar Mehacha, Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz. Please, right, Yeshayo says, saying Ashru Chamotz, help the Chamotz. What's the Chamotz? Ashru Chamotz, Va'al Tashru Chometz. Right, the one who was the victim, please help out, and not the one who was the active violator. Tana Rabbanan, Otsasha Shemeis Ba Shimon HaTzadik, Amar Lahem, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Amar Lahem, he comes out and he says, B'shana Zuhu Meis. He says, Rabosai, this is my last year. Amar Lahem, how do you know? Amar Lahem, B'chol Yom HaKippurim, Hayim Ezdamin Li Zakein Echad, every Yom Kippur, there was a Zakein that accompanied me, Lavush Levanim Ba'atav Levanim, Nichnatzi Mi V'yatzi Mi, that went in with me, out with me, V'hayom Ezdamin Li Zakein Echad, Lavush Shechorim, V'atav Shechorim, he was wearing black, Nichnatzi Mi, V'lo Yatzi Mi, and he didn't go out with me. And he died 7 days later. And the Kohanim never didn't say Shem Hashem anymore. Why? Because they weren't in the state. They weren't in the state where they could say Shem Hashem. Unbelievable. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Who was this man that went in and out with him? Who was this man? Right? Who was it? Nobody's allowed to go in. Right? What does the pasuk say? V'chal adam lo yia ba'olam moed. Who goes in? So he quotes, Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, you're like, what is he talking about? How can he say such a thing? But let's not blame Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, here in Yuma, in Perek Hay, he quotes the story of Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, and then he says, "Ba'in kumi Rabbi Yavo, v'aksiv lo adam lo yia ba'ol moed v'vo l'chaper b'kodesh atzei so, amar lon, ma amar li dahavi barnash, ani omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya." Whoa. What is going on? It was Hashem. Hashem was here. What does that Yerushalmi mean? So says the Anaf Yosef, right here, he says, Chas v'shalom, it's one of the Ani Mamins. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a goof. He says, Osir lahamin, Ela shahaya mara nivu'i, v'ra'a b'mara shalo, ish Yosef v'nechnas imo, v'u kederach masharo ha'nevi'im, b'dugmas ha'navi, k'mara adam, v'yomash yosef v'nechnas imo, v'yola pagalo shum mikre, b'tseiso, ad sheyada b'zuki Hashem sar me'alav. Obviously a nevuah. It was a nevuah. Doesn't mean there was a, how could you read this, Yerush Tosfos Yeshanim, you're like, what is he talking about? But obviously we know there's a lot deeper right here. Let's do a little more. Tana Rabbanan, Arbaim Shana Kodem, Chorban Abayis, Lo Haya Goral Ola Biyamin. Already 40 years before the Chorban, the girl did not go up Biyamin. We know 40 years before the Chorban, the Sanhedrin moved, they stopped being dadin in nefashis. V'lo haya lashon shel zohar es malbin. V'lo haya ner ma ravi dolek. And then one more. V'haya dalsos ha-heichol niftachos me'alehen. And the doors of the heichol kept opening. Ache gorben Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we know, was the leader at the time of the Chorban. He made the 9 takanis to remember the mikdash. Amar lo heichol heichol bebnei ma'ata ma'viz asmacha. Why are you scaring us? Doors. Yodeani b'chashesof chasili charev. I know that there's going to be a destruction. Farnestab alecha Zachariah ben Ido. Zachariah Navi said, Psach levanon de lasecha. Open your doors. Right? It's the Beis HaMikdash is called levanon. V'sochal eish barazecha. So I know that, but stop scaring everyone. Amra b'yitzchap and tavloi lama nikra shmo levanon. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called levanon? Shemalbin avonosein shel Yisrael. It's supposed to be malbin and whiten the sins. Amra v'zucha bartuvia lama nikra shmo ya'ar. And why also in the same pasuk is it called a ya'ar? T'chsev beis ya'ar halvanon. The following. Lo malacha ma'yar melavlev. Just like a ya'ar, a forest blooms. Ah, Beis HaMikdash melavlev. So to the Beis HaMikdash blooms. Based on the chazal that we had earlier as well. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he built a magical orchard. He built golden orchards. But it produced fruit. Magically. When the wind blew, the fruit fell down. The Kohanim had fruit, had enough to live on. Once the Goyim came in, then Yavshu, it dried up. Hashem will be machzir to us. Parach tefrach v'sogel af gilat v'ranein kavod halavanon nitan la. It will be given back to us. The Be'er Yosef in Parshas Mitzora asks, all the nisim that stopped. It makes sense. There was a nace that was occurring and the nace stopped. The fire stopped burning. And the gora didn't go up in the right hand. And the ribbon didn't turn white. But the doors started opening. So it's like the opposite. A nace started. What does that mean? What's so significant about the doors opening and the nace started? Usually, the Hester Panim, there's less nisim. Here, it's a nace started. So, says the Ber Yosef, and the Ben Yoyada also says it right here, there was a message for them. This is Vayesheni, Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara. The doors are opening. It's a message that your mouth is open and you're not using the guards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Right? We have two guards Hashem gave us. There's no other part of our body that has two guards. We have lips and we have teeth. So the doors kept opening as if to say, you're open too much. And therefore, that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us. One final section. Nasnan al shnei ha-se'irim. Tana Rabbanan. So he put the gorolos on the two se'irim. Again, this Vasemis is safek, which hand? Tana Rabbanan. Eser pa'amim maskar ha-kohen gadol, Hashem bo bayom. He says Shem Hashem 10 times that day. Gimel bevidi rishon. Shlosha bevidi sheni. Shlosha bezir b'shalayach. V'echad begoralos. V'kfar amar Hashem. V'nishma kolo b'yericho. And you can even hear the Shem Hashem by the Kohen Gadol in Yericho. And we discussed this. Does this mean all the way to Yericho or uniquely in Yericho? Because Yericho is very special. Says the Ravid in Maseches Tamid, because that was the first place Bnei Yisrael conquered. That was the truma of Eretz Yisrael. So dafka Yericho. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. And here the Gemara sounds like it's all the way. Mirushalayim liYericho asara parsos, 10 parsos, v'tzir d'lasos aheichal, and everything was heard in Yericho. V'tzir d'lasos aheichal nishma b'shmona, tchumei Shabbos, the eight, hinges of the doors of the heichal could be heard 8 tchumei Shabbos away. Izim shibi Yericho imis ashos miriach haktores, the goats in Yericho used to sneeze from the ktores. Nashim shibi Yericho in and srichal ispasim miriach haktores, women in Yericho didn't need to put on perfume. The ktores was there. Kala shibi Yerushalayim in and srichal iskashe miriach haktores, and a kala in Yerushalayim did not have to put on, didn't have to put on a perfume either. Amar Rebbe Yossi ben Dolgoy, Izumayola Abba Bahari Michmar, my father had goats, Vaimus Atosh Mirach Akhtaris. They also used to sneeze. Amar Bchibar Abba Amar Yoshua ben Karcha, Sachli Zakin Echad, Pamachas Halachti Lashilo, the Hirachti Rechtaris Mibanks Koslaha. It was so strong that even after the Mishka was not there anymore, he's still in the walls. In the walls, you still smell the Ktores in the walls of Shiloh. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Abyanai, where we're going to get into now the Aliyah's Goral and the Hanachas Goral. What's Ma'akev? What's not Ma'akev? Right, the real bona fide halachas. What exactly are the halachas relating to the Hagrala? Okay, we'll stop here.